Welcome to the first ever Nerdiverse podcast, where we talk about all things nerd that we like.
What are we, the NPR here?
NPR. This is how we're going to roll it. To my right, the great Commander Kodo.
Thank you, thank you. Hello.
He sounds funny to me.
Well, you sound funny to me.
Straight ahead of me is Chan Lee.
Hey, how's it going?
He's a sexy man.
I don't know about all that.
Yes. So we are going to talk about everything that we love in our Nerdiverse today. And today only.
This is our first podcast, so you know, if you hate it, let us know. If you love it, let us know. And we'll move on from there. But
please don't let us know if you hate it.
No, we're sensitive.
We're nerdy. We're sensitive.
We have feelings.
You can let me know. I can take it.
This is the first time I've ever been recorded like this, so I am not nervous. I swear. And we just got walked in on by Steve Brown, etc.
We should have had him come say a word.
I should probably talk to him real quick.
You probably should.
You might want to push pause.
Go tell him what's going on.
Yeah, he's probably wondering what's going on. Do we want to start over?
No.
Okay,
this is fine. Hang on.
Let it roll.
We'll just sit here and talk while you go explain to the boss man while we're using his equipment.
Yeah. That was fun.
There has to be a you're on air light outside, correct?
It's on.
Oh, it is on.
Yeah.
Steve has glaucoma.
But when you're the boss, you can kind of just walk in anytime.
That's true.
All right, we're back.
So, did you tell him the on-air light is on?
No, he wasn't. He doesn't. It's his on-air light. What are we gonna say?
I'm kidding. We were joking that if you're the boss, you can walk in when the on-air light.
Yeah,
on.
You know, it's like you know, if you're taking a leak in my house, I'm gonna walk in on you.
Mm.
Yeah, you know, speaking of that,
I can.
Danny and Casey have the door to their guest bathroom.
I don't know what you're about to say.
There's on the lock on the handle. It's taped, so you can't lock it. Because the girls lock it, I guess.
They lock themselves.
So we were playing Munchkin last night, and there were people over, and I went to take a leak, and I couldn't lock the door. And it was like, this is exciting. I don't know who's going to walk in on me while I'm sitting here taking a leak.
I didn't.
Yeah. Did the girls walk in on you?
No, they're
sleeping. No one did.
Oh, good, good.
They're sleeping.
Because kids don't have that thought of, oh, I shouldn't walk into this door right now.
Oh, they don't care at all.
Yeah. It's just no privacy.
Yeah.
So, anyways, what's going on here? What do we got in the news here?
Oh, jeez, I don't know.
Well, we have this on the nerdiverse.com. We have this lo-fi logo that's up. It's really pretty rad.
That's awesome.
It matches our music.
Yeah,
intro music.
It's kind of the suck.
It's designed by our local artist.
I'm joking. To me, it looks good, but to the resident artist in the building,
I didn't. It was with John. You said it.
What? Yeah, I did.
You
I
hated
did say,
on it first.
I do hate on my own logo. You're
You opened the door for that.
Yeah, no. See, the thing is like, you know, Danny is a graphic designer by trade. I'm just an all around computer guy, and so we were looking at throwing up a site. So I threw one up real quick just so we could have something for the podcast. And
it's nice.
Yeah, I waited on a logo for about 2 weeks.
No, it's been more.
That's the name of the game with Danny.
It's been more than 2 weeks, and he didn't come up with anything, so I went on the internets and pulled up a how to create a comic book logo and threw that up there real quick. But hopefully,
did
by the
really?
Time you heard... Yeah, I really did.
What that's
I just
awesome.
Followed a tutorial.
Is that Bada really cool. Bam font?
No, it's something off of the comic book fonts website.
Nice.
I don't think it's Bada Bam. Well, maybe it is Bada. No, I think it's Damn You Kids.
Damn You Kids.
Yeah, I think it's the font name.
I like that font name.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So...
We have a lot to talk about, I think.
I think we do. I think we should get moving on it before people turn us off.
No. They haven't turned off yet.
I didn't find the agenda. Was it in the email?
Google
Docs. It's in the Google Docs.
Google Docs. Okay.
Yeah.
Docs.google.com. I am not a fan of Google.
By the way.
Just throwing that out there right now.
By the way, Danny and I were chatting in Google Docs the other day.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No.
It was pretty
I was surprised.
Fun.
No, we weren't using the chat feature.
Oh, no.
We were
writing in the document.
Typing and erasing yourself.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I saw the yo there, and then all of a sudden I was like, oh, you can chat over here on the right. And me and Danny actually used the chat feature.
There is a Google chat feature.
Yeah.
It was quite fun to not use the chat feature.
Yeah, because I was erasing what he was saying.
Yep. So Anyways,
We almost started talking about the new Thundercats. Let's do.
Yeah, that. Yeah. I was right. You know, we were talking in the pre-show about the new Thundercats.
You and have seen it.
I have watched it, and what? let me say, I am a serious fan. I mean, it definitely the episode. I don't know how would you say it was just so well done. You know, I expected so much less doing a reboot. So
I think with the trailer, I expected it to be pretty epic.
Yeah, I don't think I watched any of the trailers. I just heard about it, and I was like, "Oh, I gotta watch this." You know, I watched Thundercats as a kid. So
see, I did not watch it as a kid.
Well, you're quite a bit younger than I am.
Not that much.
Yeah.
Thundercats. I know of Harry say Lion-O.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah,
it's,
yeah.
It's
that's
a
right.
dash and an O. So yeah. I always want to say Lionel.
But I don't want to give away any spoilers. I mean, it was just so good.
I've never saw the original. So if you're not familiar with the original, is it worth your time?
Yes,
I think so. Yeah, it's definitely a reboot. So you're gonna learn of the entire Thundercats, like how they were prior to the destruction. So yeah, it's pretty good.
I think I had more figures than of episodes I watched.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't know
one of those kids.
Yeah. Exactly.
Hmm.
So I'm excited to watch it. I like the anime style.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, it's really good. I'm really pleased with it.
How long is it? Is it a 30 minute episode?
It's two 30-minute episodes combined into one for the opening episode, so it's an hour long.
Very nice.
Yeah.
I like that.
It's very good.
Very cool. Any more cartoons you're watching?
Right now? No, I mean, just the Family Guys and, you know, that kind of stuff. And everything's on hiatus right now for the summer, so waiting on the new seasons.
Mm. I'm going to make fun of myself for a minute.
Let's do it.
Family Guy?
Yeah.
I absolutely love Family Guy.
Okay.
I've been watching it for a couple years.
Yeah.
Until someone said it the other day.
It's been on for a couple years.
No. I'm saying I've been watching it, like, getting caught up for the past couple years, right?
Okay, yeah.
And
late bloomer.
Yes. And someone was talking about it the other day, explaining it to someone who had never seen Family Guy. And they said, yeah, and then the baby says the most crazy things. And the dog is the only one who can hear what the baby's saying.
Right.
I never realized that.
Oh, really?
A couple years of watching this show, I never realized that Brian is the only one who can hear what Stewie's saying.
It's kind of foggy, though. I mean, like, sometimes you feel like people are actually hearing what they're saying, but, I mean, they can't.
Right. I realized that after someone said it.
But it is foggy.
Yeah.
That's what makes it funny.
Oh, well. Anyways, yeah. I'm retarded.
Oh, well. We don't use that word on here.
Yeah, that's not nice. That's not PC.
Yeah, I know.
Wait, PC?
Politically
PC?
Politically challenged. No,
don't say PC.
I can't even say politically.
This is a Mac environment. Don't
correct.
Say PC.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Well, not fully.
That's not.
John's a swinger when it comes to PC.
I haven't owned a Mac in a while. I need to buy one.
Yeah, you're definitely a swinger.
Yeah. I really, you know, I have my iBook, and after that, I just couldn't afford to invest in another one. But I do have plenty of Mac products. Got my iPad here that I'm viewing our news on, and
Nice. So do I.
iPhone and
me too.
Yeah.
So Apple has more money than the government. I heard that.
Is that right?
Yeah, in the bank.
Nice.
I think we should vote for Steve Jobs for president.
Will that last four terms, though?
I'll vote for him. No, it won't.
Yeah, I don't know if his health will hold up for four times.
Oh, don't even. That's messed up.
I know, but
you jinxed the man.
He's hurting. I mean, he's not even going to be doing the next keynote, is he?
That's what I hear.
Yeah, I thought who's the big guy? Who's
Wozniak?
Wozniak. Yeah, I thought Wozniak was talking about doing it.
Huh?
Because he was supposed to be coming back on or something like that. I don't know. It's all wrong.
I like Wozniak. He was on a reality show I watched.
Oh, I dig him too. Because he's so down to earth.
What was that show with the redhead comedian?
Carrot Top?
Nope.
Yeah, I don't know.
Female.
Female redhead.
Kathy.
Kathy Griffin.
He was on her A-list or D-list show.
Oh, really?
I think.
Yeah, I just appreciated that, like, Wozniak actually went to the local, you know, malls and stood in line with everybody else on his little Segway to buy his Apple products.
Yeah.
I thought it was kind of messed up that Steve didn't send him anything. You know, like, hey, here's a pre-release, but he actually had to wait in line.
That's true.
I appreciate that he did wait in line with the rest of us.
Oh, goodness. I'm looking at Thundercats right now. Give me a second. All right.
So what do you think about this new Spider-Man reboot?
Oh, the reboot?
The reboot.
Or the...
is it not a reboot?
Well, they're killing him in Ultimates.
No, I'm talking about in the movie.
Oh, the movie.
The movie.
I'm excited about it.
Yeah.
And I think I'm really, the costume is really growing on me.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of, reading a lot of things, people saying it looked like a basketball and stuff. At first I didn't appreciate it, but
Harlem Globetrotter
it's starting to look good.
It is. And the one thing that bothers me is the front of it looks like Borat's One Piece. It has that a little bit. It has that thing that goes down in front of his spider area.
I haven't looked at it that close.
His web shooter.
Very nice.
But yeah, I like it. I like the trailer. I like they did that first person view of him running on top and swinging. And
yeah, did you see? Did you happen to see the video where they actually mimicked Mirror's Eye though? And they were wondering if it was like ripped off of Mirror's Eye.
No.
Yeah, it was like they did a 1-to-1.
Mirror's
Edge. Yeah, so like they did a comparison, and a lot of the scenes were almost shot for shot to actually link up to Mirror's Edge. Like almost they took that as a.
Now that I think about it, yeah, that was definitely Spider-Man doing some parkour.
Parkour.
Yeah, but I'm excited. I like the cast. I like Garfunkel. Garfield.
I think it's Garfield.
Garfield, sorry, not Garfunkel.
Yeah, I think I think he really got some nerd cred here at Comic-Con.
Yeah, he showed up.
You know, showing up and just, I mean, he kind of nerded out. I mean, he was just like, you know, really pouring his heart out there, saying how much Spider-Man meant to him. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was really cool. I mean, he definitely won me over on that.
Yeah. I mean, Ryan Reynolds showed up, and we know what happened to Green Lantern.
Yeah, that's a shame.
I'm just kidding. I liked Green Lantern, but let's continue on Spider-Man. I'm looking forward to seeing what the Lizard looks like as a bad person. Isn't it Lizard? Am I wrong?
Sorry, I got to sneeze.
Just in time for the sneeze. Yeah.
Wow. Sorry, I was in the middle of sneezing. I was trying to let you know that I was going to sneeze, and now I'm seeing stars.
It got quiet, and I was scared. I think I'm right, though. It's the Lizard. It should be cool. And what I'm not a fan of, I was never a fan of the web shooters. I prefer organic Spider-Man shooters. Just because it feels more like a superhero.
Yeah, but that's not the comic book.
It was at one point, right? He had them when someone did it. But I mean, I get it. He's smart. He can make web shooters that shoot webbing.
Yeah, we've learned that Hollywood can't follow comics, though. Yeah.
Fine with that. I'm always fine with that.
I haven't. Don't shoot me. But I haven't seen Captain America yet. But
seen it twice.
Yeah.
It might be my favorite Marvel movie.
Speaking of shooting, the thing about him holding the gun, I don't know. Kinda,
he's in a war.
Bothers me.
It makes sense.
Does it?
It makes sense because he's fighting so hard to be a soldier. And when he's finally a soldier, that's what he knows best. Until he learns the shield.
Gotcha.
I don't know that he'll have a shield in the Avengers.
I mean, I know they show
him. I mean, I don't think he'll have a gun in the Avengers.
One or two times in the early comics with a gun, but it's
punches
rare.
Hitler.
He never shoots. Mm.
Yeah, but it's exciting. No, I absolutely loved Captain America. I didn't really have anything I didn't like about it. I mean, Red Skull looked amazing. Beautiful. Hugo Weaving was pretty perfect for that role.
Really?
Yeah. It was epic. And I don't want to spoil it for you.
Yeah, don't spoil it.
Get to the movies, man.
Sorry, I'm sidetracked. I realized I didn't hit record on the second CD burner. But that's okay. I'm recording on the other
one.
That's
fine. So. We don't have to record.
Yeah, yeah. But, it'd be pretty sad if we did this entire thing.
Chris Evans knocked it out of the park. I was quite skeptical because I didn't. I mean, I liked him as Johnny Storm,
mm-hmm.
and I hate the fact that he was already a Marvel character and now he's another Marvel character. But
yeah,
you know how that works.
Yeah,
but he totally turned it around. Captain America was quite fantastic. Better than Thor.
My wife doesn't appreciate any comic book type movies, and it's hard for me to get. I usually end up watching them on DVD.
Yeah. You haven't seen Thor either.
I haven't even seen Thor. I mean, that's how bad it is.
You can wait to
watch that.
Never see that. No, I'm just kidding. It's good. It's good. It's a great movie. It's one of their better ones.
Yeah.
It's just rather cheesy.
Well, worse than Green Lantern from what
people are saying? No. Definitely not worse than Green Lantern. Yeah. Green Lantern's bad, but it's
because it's Marvel.
Terrible.
I mean, Marvel's better than DC. What do you think?
Oh, that's the worst statement I've heard today. But it is better than Green Lantern. Green Lantern was quite terrible.
Right.
But I liked it.
Have any of you guys seen Cowboys and Aliens?
No.
No, not yet.
I'm really surprised it's getting such bad reviews.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. 44% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't sold on the previews on that. It just didn't seem...
Really? It looked awesome to me.
I was sold when I saw Harrison Ford's beautiful mug. Indeed.
Yeah. You saw his thing on ABC when he was promoting it with Chewie?
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah, I saw that video. That was great. It was quite funny.
I'll put that in the show notes.
What was the quote? Daniel Craig is my new Wookiee bitch.
Something like that, yeah. Yeah, it was pretty great.
Poor Chewbacca. But I thought Curtis could bring up the fact that he needs to see Smurfs.
What? Smurfs?
Yeah, he was. It was on like Craig Ferguson, or no, what? I don't remember.
One of the late nights.
Conan O'Brien, I think. He was complaining about the Smurfs. I only saw the previews. Nice. I didn't actually see the show. He was saying he hated the Smurfs. Harrison Ford goes on record saying he hates the Smurfs.
Did he?
Wow.
No, I don't know.
He said, "Oh,
that's what I saw." On the
allegedly,
preview.
You got to say
allegedly.
Allegedly, you don't want to get sued by Harrison.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I mean, we don't know about this podcasting thing
with all our followers. You don't want to get sued by Harrison.
Right,
Ford.
Right, right. Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, we may get huge.
We might
in Japan. And and basically, you know, people go back and listen to our back catalog and go, wow, they really, really weren't all that great at the beginning.
Yeah.
And I doubt we'll ever get great. But I'm just saying.
We may.
Wow. Way to be optimistic.
I am.
Yeah.
That's why you're here.
Middle name. Optimistic. Add it to my middle names. Okay, yep. Speaking of Smurfs, we have to talk about Neil Patrick Harris and how much I love him. I'm just saying. Man crush. And we watched last night.
Well, he is gay. He might take you.
And that's fine. Well, not fine anymore. I'm married with kids. But
yeah.
And I'm not gay. But I do.
But that's fine. If you weren't married with kids, you might would consider for Neil Patrick Harris.
I do have a man crush on him because he's quite talented and super funny. I love How I Met Your Mother. But we watched Dr. Horrible last night. I've seen it like 20 times.
Right.
Cody saw it for the first time.
Yeah.
He didn't get a great viewing of it because we had to keep it turned down a little bit with the kiddos.
You know, it kind of weirds me out knowing that he's gay. I mean, I have nothing against gay people, but I see his roles differently now. Like, watching that last night, it's like, I don't know, just a little too feminine for me to be running around doing a little musical and trying to be some kind of superhero. It was a little strange for me.
I think he pulled it off quite well.
Oh, it was good. I can't see him the same way. Since he came out of the closet.
Tainted love.
Yeah. He's good. He's definitely a good actor.
Yeah. So Dr. Horrible is fantastic. Chani, you need to get on that.
Yeah, it's on my Netflix queue, and I have yet to watch it.
Yeah, it's quite good. It's just a fun 45 minutes of Joss Whedon geeking out with, you know, Felicia Day and Nathan Fillion.
Yeah, I just have a hard time, you know, in my mind thinking, okay, I have to sit down for, you know, an hour or so to listen to a musical.
No, 42 minutes.
42 minutes.
It was good.
For a musical.
It's
funny.
Really like musicals. It was good.
I guess.
Oh, man. You got to watch it.
Yeah. It's worth it.
It is. It was funny. It's funny.
So let's talk about Dragon Con.
Oh, man.
Are you going, Sean?
No, I have, I'm really big into cars for all you new listeners. And I have a car show in Maryland. I'll
You're
be attending.
Big into little cars.
I'm big into little cars. Yeah, I have
Volkswagen.
I have a Volkswagen.
Does it extend past Volkswagen?
It in Euro. All the Euro cars. Yeah.
So that would be.
So if you watch
BMW,
Fast and Furious,
BMW, Audi. Yeah, I mean, I'm actually kind of excited about the new Fast and the Furious. They're actually going to be doing it in Europe.
The newer.
The newest, like the one that's not out yet. Yes.
Fast 5 just happened.
Yes.
And blew my mind.
Yeah, it was good. I enjoyed it.
I still didn't
I
see
it.
That.
Such and an exciting
movie. I love the Fast and Furious movies. I can't believe I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah. So in September, I have a car show I'll be attending. It's like the largest on the East Coast. And
representing the Nerdiverse.
representing the Nerdiverse.
We'll have a booth there.
Are you going to get your car wrapped with the Nerdiverse.com?
You know, I have a friend who does that.
With that
man,
logo,
it's
you
quite did. Expensive.
You got to put that logo.
Oh, on. Definitely not. Not my logo. But yeah, so unfortunately, you know, I'm married, and my wife wouldn't appreciate me leaving 2 weekends out of the month of September.
So make it one long week.
One long week.
There you go.
Yeah, that sounds like it's going to be expensive.
It would be.
Yeah.
But DragonCon,
I mean, as soon as the sponsorships come in, maybe for the Nerdiverse, you know, as soon as we're just rolling in the dough.
We can privately fly you from one place to another.
Right, exactly, yeah, in our private jet.
Quick plug, really quick, if you haven't ever tried it, vitamin water, it's delicious. It rehydrates you. Pick it up at your local grocery store or gas station. If you hear that, vitamin water, I'd love to have a sponsorship and drink your vitamin water while I'm sitting in the studio.
This is how we're going to do it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Just start sponsoring ourselves through companies. And
shouldn't we call 50 Cent for that?
50?
50?
50.
50 has the vitamin water.
Yeah.
So Dragon Con's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I heard you're...
It's my fourth year. Fourth? Third. Third year. This is third year dressing up, too.
Yeah.
First year, I went as Captain Kirk.
Mm-hmm.
And We made fun of the Trekkies.
Oh yeah,
yes. We were Star Wars fanboys, and my Kirk shirt said Han Solo is not a bitch. Quotes from the fanboys movie.
Right, right.
And the back said Captain's log and pointed to my rear. And then McCarthy went as Spock, and his shirt said Kirk loving Spock suckers. And then the back said, "What's Klingon for I'm going to die a virgin?"
Wow.
all quotes from the movie.
Yeah.
So no hate mail. We didn't write it, except on our shirts.
Mm-hmm.
And then the year after, we did Star Wars out of tinfoil.
Yeah, I saw the pictures of that.
That was a lot of fun. I had a lot of tinfoil cuts in my hands.
Tinfoil cuts?
Yeah, like paper cuts, but with tinfoil.
Tinfoil can cut you.
Yeah, it's metal, dude.
Well, yeah, but it's so thin.
It's a type of metal. Well, so is paper.
I guess. It's aluminum.
He's an artist. He has sensitive hands.
I have feminine hands. Feminine
that's
hands.
Right. Yeah.
You know, they're soft. They're quite soft.
Yeah.
It'll
be better for touching Neil Patrick Harris.
Indeed.
Oh.
Indeed. His blonde hair.
All right, stop. You're freaking me out.
And then
all of our one listener.
Let's see. I was Boba Fett. We had Boba Fett, Vader, Leia, R2-D2. I'll put the picture up on our awesome site. And then this year, I'm going as the Heath Ledger Joker.
Yeah, you've been doing a lot to actually get this together.
Growing my hair out since November. Jeez. It's been a while.
Looking like a hippie?
I look like a dirty hippie.
Mm-hmm.
Indeed. And then I got the costume in. It's been custom made. I have my scars for my face, and I'm quite excited.
So when we were discussing this last time, well, not on the show, but just in general, you were talking about you needed a pair of gloves that were perfect. And, you know, I found you the perfect pair of gloves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was actually, I think it was the ones they actually used in the movie. Did you order them?
Yes.
You did?
I did.
Oh,
I dropped
the
70 bones.
Wow.
I did. They were purple, and they were leather, and they were absolutely perfect.
Fantastic.
They are not here yet. They're the only piece missing. So
till September. So
yeah, they said they had shipped and they are on their way. And they're perfect. I couldn't have done it without them.
Very good.
And then Cody has a special announcement about Dragon Con.
Yeah,
you're going.
This is my first year going.
Wow.
And I wanted to go, but kind of got drug along and. I'm excited. I'm going now. I'm going to dress up as the Scarecrow from Batman Begins and The Dark Knight. It's a pretty exciting costume. I'm going to make it. So
you're going to your first Dragon Con and you're going to wear a costume. You're going to, you know, wear a costume and you're going to make your own costume.
If you're going to geek out, you may as well go all the way.
You might as well.
You know?
Yeah.
I've been looking up YouTube tutorials on how to create your own custom Scarecrow mask. It's pretty cool.
Very cool.
It'll be fun. I have to get online, actually, and order my burlap sacks pretty soon.
Yeah.
I'm surprised your parents don't have any.
They probably do.
They're probably your body size, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, Cody's parents live on a farm, or they have their own farm. They don't live on a farm. They own it. And, it was surprising, you know, just how farmy they were.
They are farmy.
They're very farmy. You know what's kind of strange to me? I'm looking right past Chon's head right now, and there's a stuffed animal cow head that's coming off the wall. Speaking of farms.
Yeah.
That's kind of creepy.
I could bring Golem up if you really want to be creeped out. There's a Golem back there.
See, really? That I would like.
Yeah, hang on.
I'm a huge fan. I remember
that
thing.
Are you saying Golem?
You mean Gollum.
Like soccer Golem?
Yeah, I am.
Step away from the mic. Oh, there he is. That's a beautiful thing.
I like it.
Yeah. I do like that.
So for Dragon Con this year.
Works really well for radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll take a picture and upload it to the website. And after you don't care anymore, you can go on the website and look at it.
Our readers have imagination. Our listeners, excuse me.
So for Dragon Con this year, Danny and I will be going, and we will take video, and maybe we'll do some podcasting, video casting from the actual Dragon Con, and we'll upload it to the website so you can check out some of the crazy
people
in costume.
On location.
Wow.
Yeah.
We're going to have exclusives.
Yeah, I mean, you might, actually. You know, I come to find out that Danny is starting to gain, like, ins. He's actually working on some back-end stuff where he's going to have some really close relationship with artists and stuff. So
really?
We'll see. Will you not?
I might.
Yeah.
Danny?
I don't want to announce anything because it might jinx it. But
don't jinx it.
Yeah, just say internet celebrity. That's really all you can use to describe Danny right now.
Well, I mean, there's,
don't
there's
go
some
too
other
much
things beyond the
in
internet.
Depth.
So.
Internet celebrity.
He also, he's a great designer picked up a few of his shirts off the internet.
Which ones did you get?
I got both, actually. I got both the ones that Ripped Apparel put up.
RippedApparel.com?
So I mean, .com. Yeah.
We love Ripped Apparel.
Yeah. They put up both a Batman t-shirt and a Superman t-shirt, and they were really cool, so I had to pick them up.
Yeah, I was so surprised. They translated to shirts pretty well.
Yeah, they did. They did.
I got an email asking for more.
Yeah, you had said that.
So I need to get on that. Sorry, Paul. Paul, I'll email you back, Paul, I promise.
Oh, you haven't sent them yet?
No, I haven't. I feel bad.
Oh.
Because I just get busy and I forget.
Well,
about emails.
We'll put it up on our website when he's going to be up there.
Yeah, it'll be a Spider-Man and Iron Man.
Yeah, the Spider-Man actually is up on our website right now called The Art of Danny.
Mm-hmm.
So it may not translate exactly the same to a t-shirt, but...
Got to take out some colors.
Yeah, I'm sure, because he only does like 50. Three color.
50. Right.
It's a lot of color.
Right after the two really popular ones came out and all these people started following Danny on Twitter and Facebook, he had someone hack his account.
I did.
And all of the new followers got some crazy thing saying, click here to see how I made $350 today.
$390.
Something like that.
Yeah, you shouldn't make your password.
It's close to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's password one.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that never works.
Oh, yeah, it was quite annoying. Because I got messages from people like, I clicked on this, and what are you doing?
Sorry about your luck.
I clicked on this, and I don't want any Viagra. Please stop sending that to me.
Oh, I hate hackers. So dumb.
Yeah.
Except the movie.
The movie was good.
Yeah.
I mean, it was so unrealistic nowadays, now that you know how it works. Now that I know how it works.
Yeah. But that's very true.
It's usually some kid sitting in front of a black screen with just text scrolling.
So. Neo style.
Not even like that.
Aw.
Man.
I've never tried to hack anybody.
No?
Anything, actually.
Me neither?
I would enjoy. I was waiting for the crickets kind of came in.
Oh, man. We do have a soundboard over here, but it's not. I don't know how to work it. I'll have to talk to one of the other guys, producers here.
We'll insert some crickets.
Yeah.
Eventually.
Eventually, we'll have a producer who is familiar with all the equipment who can hit all kinds of fun little sound effects. For
maybe.
Us.
The Merry Monk of
maybe.
Love.
Yeah.
Sure yet?
It's tough with his schedule. I mean, he's
then he should not
well-known,
have agreed to this.
He's a well-known podcaster throughout many different podcasts.
He is.
And,
that's why we want his status.
And now a youth teacher for different youth groups around, I've heard.
Is he?
He's doing like... video feeds to youth groups. They're piping him into these youth events. And
wow,
that's scary.
He's speaking to people as the Merry Monk of Love.
Wow.
Does he get in costume?
That's Eric Guzman is the guy we're talking about, the Merry Monk of Love.
You can check him out at the themerrymonk.com.
He's quite funny.
He talks about all kinds of merry monkery.
The most infectious laugh ever.
Yes. Yes, he does. He sounds like Krusty the Clown.
Mm. Yeah, that's a good comparison. We should just record his laugh.
Yeah, yeah,
if he
should.
He can't be here.
Right.
His laugh needs to be
here. He's actually here right now. He's in the building.
Is he? What?
Yeah.
Did he text you?
No, I saw him when I walked out there looking for Steve. He was walking in.
Oh, well, it is 12 o'clock. It's time to get to work.
Yeah, no, 12. It's 1.
It's almost 1. We've been closed for a while.
So we're taking up his office space so that he can't do his work?
He brought his own laptop, so
okay.
He's going to do some work that way.
Nice. Mm,
interesting.
So this is all stuff that people probably don't care about. So what else we got here?
It's not.
No.
We were going to discuss, I don't know, you had on here Jurassic Park 4, which I've heard nothing about.
You know, I didn't do any research into it.
But you just decided.
I just decided it would be good to throw on the list and maybe, you know, find
you
out. But
really
it was announced, though. It was announced.
Is it Spielberg?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I like.
I don't know anything beyond that.
I liked all three.
Though.
I liked all three. Not as much as one, obviously. But
they were all good.
But see, you know, if you look back at those films, the technology or the graphics, you know, the CG they used, it holds up pretty well to today.
Yeah, because they're not all CG.
Well,
they did such well, good animatronics,
yeah.
That T-Rex. But yeah.
But I mean,
no,
it just holds up so well, even today.
I love
today.
When stuff holds up.
So, I mean, it's probably going to be amazing how things look now with computer power we have. And I'm just excited
mm-hmm.
if they actually pull through and actually
yeah, totally.
Do it.
Yeah. And then the big Blu-ray box set's coming out of all three, which I will be picking up.
Yeah, I own a few Blu-ray, but I don't own a Blu-ray player yet. So
interesting.
Yeah, I bought Fanboys on Blu-ray before it even...
There you go.
Before, I was like, oh, Fanboys, Blu-ray, buying it.
Yeah.
And I'll buy the DVD.
Yeah.
And the box set. Because
we all love
great.
Kyle Newman.
Yeah. I've never seen Fanboys.
You're
was,
out.
Yeah. That was kind of one of the prerequisites of going to Dragon Con that
yeah.
we figured out
last
night.
Do you want to borrow the Blu-ray or the DVD?
I have to watch
when we
Fanboys.
Get there on the first night, it's our tradition to watch Fanboys.
Oh, nice.
I told them we should do a Harry Potter marathon, but we'd miss all of Dragon Con.
Yeah, I am. You know,
that's very true.
Good 12 hours.
Yeah. It's probably more.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
So one of the things that we talked about was possibly starting some kind of nerd book club or a comic book club or something.
Reading. Just a
Let's
reading
talk about
club.
That.
Like, book it.
Yeah, but the problem is I don't read books.
And you need to. Well, you read comic books.
I read comic books, but I haven't been reading, man. I'm like, I literally am a year behind. I got the phone call again, and I hate getting the phone call because
Mark?
It was Mark.
Oh,
yeah.
We love Mark.
And Mark basically, Acme it's that Comics. Phone call going, hey, John, your box is getting a little full. we went ahead and put you on hold until you come by and pick up some of your comics. And I'm like,
oh. You need to go digital.
So, I mean, he was telling me I have at least 30 comics in there.
That's
so,
it.
Yeah, that's all. But
that's
I mean,
not that bad.
But I don't subscribe to that many. So
that's
it's
like $90.
Yeah, it's probably more closer to 120, but that's beside the point.
Oh, yeah, if you get those Marvel $5 books in there.
Yeah, well...
They don't hold the line at $2.99.
They don't hold the line at $2.99. Well, they do a lot of $4 ones. So my Deadpool stuff's like $4. So. But, so I got that phone call. I was actually thinking about going by there today, but doing this podcast instead. So I'll have to figure out what I missed out on this week and have them put it in my box after I give them some
money. So really can't talk about any comics with you.
No, it's a shame. I literally am a year behind.
That's terrible.
Yeah, yeah.
You're missing some good stuff.
I bet.
Not from Marvel,
And I heard that like DC is basically resetting their entire...
Refreshing. 52 okay. titles starting back at number one.
Wow.
Yes. We have a number one Superman, Batman, etc. Batman? Yeah, I think.
Yeah, I don't read Batman, though. I read Batman and Robin, but I don't read Batman. They're resetting that?
Yes. And and all new costumes... Superman's got armor.
Oh, this sounds like it's going to be a...
Don't say it.
It's going to be bad.
No. I mean, it could...
How is the reception right now from most people?
Everybody's on eggshells.
Yeah.
They're kind of nervous.
You know what? You know, I remember a comic that was reset on you.
On me? I don't want to talk about it.
And you never read it again.
Yes.
The Amazing Spider-Man. The Amazing Spider-Man.
One new day. Brand new day.
Brand new day. Storyline. After that, he was done.
Done.
He has not read Spider-Man.
Thank you, Joe Quesada.
So I worry. I fear for DC.
I'm a little excited. I think it needs a refresh.
Yeah. I mean,
no one runs around in red underwear anymore.
I guess
I don't. But yes, I haven't.
Do on the weekends.
Well, the problem with the Spider-Man. Let's talk about that real quick.
Okay.
Coming off of Civil War, mm-hmm. which to me is still the greatest comic event that Marvel's done.
That is what got me into comics.
Thank you. I mean,
I was when I was a kid, but I mean, that's what got me back into comics as an adult.
Bought all the variants, Michael Turner, rest in peace, and then all the spinoffs. All this, I read every book, mm-hmm. loved it, and then you come into Brand New Day, and Spider-Man has restarted, and things have been erased, and I was furious, so I quit.
I mean, I guess.
Explain yourself.
I mean, it was. If you look at all the storyline before that, well, not all the storyline, but a lot of the storyline, he was so attached to Mary Jane that it was just like that's what basically carried through the entire.
It's true
comic.
Love, true love, my friend.
I understand that, but if it basically, you know, envelopes the entire comic, you know, it's just basically, you know, Betty and Veronica at that point.
You did not just do that.
I mean, really? I mean, isn't that? I don't know. I don't read Betty and Veronica, but I'm assuming they're, you know, it's one of those lovey comics. At that point. It is.
It's love. It's true love. He would do anything for her.
You're right.
Let's move on.
It's getting less happy for me.
Yes. Let's move on. Definitely. What were we talking about? DC is the greatest. I'm just kidding. I'm in the indie comics these days.
Yeah.
I'm not really. I don't follow mainstream as much as I used to. I'm loving like Essex County. Jeff Lemire. I don't know how to say his last name. He's amazing. It's a great story. And then you know, all that jive.
Yeah, I haven't read it.
Yeah, I know. It's hard to talk to you about this.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I started reading iZombie under suggestion by Mark, and it was pretty good. I was enjoying it. It was a little different. But like I said, I haven't, you know, I fell off the wagon. And I guess I'm on the wagon. I don't know. Off the wagon? On the wagon? I don't know. How's that work?
Wagons.
But yeah, I'll start reading. I'll catch up.
Okay, good.
It'll take me like...
Back to Commander Kodo and his book club.
Yeah, I don't read comics, so I can't weigh in on any of that.
But we need to pick out a book. Let's read something.
I was just looking at stuff, trying to find something good.
Hmm. I mean, we could always just do the Ice and Fire books.
I don't know what that is.
That is Game of Thrones.
Oh, that's right. Sorry.
Have you watched Game of Thrones?
I have.
Oh, it's such a Cody so amazing.
It. Nope.
It's okay.
Are you serious?
It's okay. You kind of have
Sean,
to have. Like,
I told
HBO.
You, I'm the one here that's kind of.
He's our wild card.
Keeping the balance.
Oh, you're the one trying to help people become more of a nerd.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
By learning some nerdetry.
Yeah. Correct. Okay. You know, I'm doing my first Dragon Con. Wasn't really interested. Got talked into it. Now I'm getting excited about it.
You really need to watch Game of Thrones. It is amazing. I mean, it's one of those things, and what he does so well is like you think all these people are main characters, and they are main characters, but just at any moment, they are no longer main characters.
We won't spoil it.
I mean, yeah, I'm not gonna. That's all I'm gonna say. I mean, and it really doesn't spoil anything because you don't know what's going where. But I mean, right out of the gate, I mean, you look at Bran, and you're like, wow, holy cow, you know, he was such a major character in the first show, and then all of a sudden he's falling out a window, and you're like, what?
Yep. There's only two
ruined it.
That's two just seasons? That first episode, but
of Game of Thrones.
Yeah,
nope.
There's one season. It's been through one season right now. It was aired on HBO.
12 episodes.
Yeah, 12 episodes.
And there was a 15-minute pre-episode thing like a year before.
I heard they did something for it at Comic-Con as well.
Yeah.
2011. San Diego. This time.
DC. SDCC.
I'm sorry. Yeah. What did I say?
You're right. I'm just...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, you should watch that for sure.
We could read those books.
It's a little graphic. There's
incest.
Quite a bit of nudity, some incest, and lots of language. But beyond that, it's good.
Mm-hmm. Poor Sean Bean. He needs to pick better roles.
Okay, anyway, spoiler. Close your ears. what about, you know, they announced at San Diego Comic Con this Xbox Star Wars edition.
It was right up my alley.
Yeah, I heard you've already got a pre-order.
Well, the thing that frustrated me is how hyped I was about it. And I knew the pre-order was coming out. And then it comes out and it says not shipping till December 31st.
Wow.
So I won't have my Xbox till January 2012.
Right.
But it's worth it. It's worth the wait. I mean, I'm getting Kinect, which I'm never excited about because...
Yeah, the kids will enjoy it, though.
No, they won't.
You don't think so?
They're not touching my Xbox.
Okay. Well, yeah,
the Xbox is in my office.
You could take it to the office.
I don't think I can use the Kinect. I think you need like 10 feet.
Maybe.
Or like 6. Which I have 3, I think, from the TV.
Right.
So I don't know if I'll be able to use it as much as I'd want.
Yeah. Like I said, you could take it to the office.
But the R2-D2 Xbox is quite phenomenal. I love it.
Yeah, it's
love
really everything cool. About I'm it. Looking at it right now.
It's going to make the R2 noises, which is great.
Have you... Well, go ahead. Finish.
And then the companion C-3PO
controller
is just
really
awesome.
Amazing.
The problem is I don't want to play with it because when I had the gold controller for N64, it turned black.
Like, right.
The gold rubbed off and all that Zelda playing I was doing and GoldenEye. But so I don't want this C-3PO controller to get messed up.
Yeah.
So I might just put it on the shelf. Mm. I might shelf it. I don't know. I'm very excited about it. It's coming with a lame game. So I'm not going to play that. I might just...
Yeah, I've heard people saying that that's probably got to be one of the worst Kinect games out there.
Yeah, they showed it at E3.
Yeah. It didn't look bad in the play style, but I mean, it definitely... I mean,
when
it's
you're
like
gonna, if
playing
you're gonna have
Wii with some of these lightsaber games, I don't know if I could do it.
If you're going to have a lightsaber game, let's swing lightsabers and not just walk through a crowd and flail your arms about. But I'm excited. I want it here now. I did win an Xbox from 1UP.com. I'm not promoting that site, by the way, because they don't ship out their prizes to people.
What was that, 2 months ago that you won?
47 days and counting.
Wow. Have you contacted them?
Oh, yeah, plenty of times. I've gotten one response telling me to be patient, which made it worse.
Right.
Because I have been patient.
Right.
And they give out stuff every day, like prizes daily. So I'm thinking... It's 46 days. Today is the 47th day. It's got to be in the mail.
Right.
And they won't respond.
Wow.
They said, be patient. We ship stuff out all the time. Okay. I won an Xbox.
And it wasn't just any Xbox.
It was limited edition, Green Lantern, Xbox.
Wow.
Which is, it's just a skin wrap on the Xbox, which is fine.
It's not painted. It's actually just a...
I don't know. It might be painted. Okay. It looked like the mock-ups were all photoshopped.
Gotcha.
But you won it. Nonetheless,
I want it because my old Xbox has red ringed.
Right.
Which now that $99 to get it fixed might have been a better idea.
Yeah.
Because I've been out with an Xbox since like March.
Right.
Quite a while.
No Portal 2 for you.
Eh.
Oh, wait, no. I guess you have the PlayStation 3.
I do, but I don't play games.
Yeah.
Who plays PlayStation games?
I don't know. I don't own one.
Yeah. It's a great Blu-ray player and Netflix watcher.
Right. That's, I mean, basically, I haven't been playing the console much. I did borrow, shame on me, but I didn't actually pick up Orange Box when it was new, so I waited until...
How's that possible? We were all playing it.
I know, but I didn't. I didn't pick it up. So I borrowed it from Juan and
recently?
Yeah, just recently, when we were over there the other night playing games.
Oh, man.
And beat Portal in like one night.
Yeah.
And then went through the next day, and I think I'm 4 or 5 out of the 6, is it 6 or 7 of the advanced maps, trying to do the advanced stuff. And, I mean, I just fell for it. I got to buy Portal 2 now because it was just so good.
Yeah. It looks great. I like the multiplayer aspect of it. I haven't done it yet, obviously. Mm-hmm. Portal 1 made me nauseous.
It does.
It's got that motion that messes you up.
Yeah.
The perspective or whatever you call it.
And when you're going through, like, from a to bottom, like, you shoot 2 at the ground, it just really screwed me up.
Yeah, it'll make you start spinning. But I did love it.
Yeah.
It's quite, and it has a great funny ending.
Right.
So, I'm excited about the Xbox coming. I need to hear. Because Halo.
Right.
The anniversary edition.
And I am very excited for that.
The reskinned maps, redone.
See, and I don't know. I'm concerned. Because, they kind of redid some of the maps in Halo 2. Are they saying that the maps are just reskinned, or are they balanced as well?
I don't know if they're... No, I think they're just re-CGI'd up.
Okay. I mean, I can live with that.
I can too. Like, they look good. They had a quick shot of a couple that we played nonstop for hours.
Right.
Which I'm very excited.
Hang 'em High was always great. And
well, then
and
you got
Blood Gulch.
Then you got the aspect of not having to use Xbox Kinect. to play with your friends.
Yes.
Halo 1.
Yeah. I mean, well, we did plenty of evenings where we got together, though. I mean, yeah, like, yeah. Man, it seemed like it was
the
like
max of
at
four
least.
Xboxes.
That was still 16 of us, though.
I know. But we did it.
And that's what I'm sure that's going to be the physical limitation on the Xbox 360, too.
Yeah,
16.
You're right.
Because those maps can't really hold much more than 16. Mm. I mean, you get 16 people in, like, some of those small maps. And I mean, Hang'em High was pretty. Well,
what was the one with the portals?
The portal. Oh, jeez. That was
that crap. I just stood there waiting for people to come through.
Yeah, yeah. I couldn't remember. I didn't. It took me till almost it was out of, you know, Halo 2 came out that I started figuring out those portals. But
yeah,
there was a few people who knew, and then of course those guys just dominated on that map, and they always loved to play. Oh, we gotta play the portal map.
Yeah, no. So
yeah,
I just stood there with the rockets, pretty much killed myself, but it's okay.
Yeah, definitely.
What were we talking about? I think Cody was about to say something.
Was I?
I don't know. We didn't discuss a book.
I don't know.
We went from Game of Thrones to Xbox.
We'll figure it out. I didn't find any books yet. I was looking around for them
at whatever.
we don't have an email. Okay, I tell you what.
Email address.
I tell you what I'll do.
Don't give your Gmail.
No, I'm not going to give my Gmail address.
Don't do it.
No, we have @thenerdiverse.com.
We do.
By the way, guys, the website is thenerdiverse.com. You can email us at theshow@thenerdiverse.com. And I'll go ahead and I'll forward that out to us.
And we'll read your questions and comments on air.
Yeah, let us know if you're actually listening.
No matter what you're saying, we'll read it.
Yeah.
I swear to you.
Yeah, we will, for sure.
I know.
The Xbox Kinect.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing some post-production audio work for an animated film.
Mm-hmm.
And the guys who were doing the animation were trying to find easier, faster ways to do some animation. And they kind of hacked into the Xbox Kinect and used the motion capture off of the Kinect.
Wow.
Recorded the motion capture and then dropped it into their program that they were doing
the Kinect
from.
Is impressive.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
That's pretty crazy.
They said that it worked really well unless you crossed your arms or legs.
Right.
And as soon as you crossed your body, it would throw your hands or feet like back behind your head or something.
Were they throwing people in the ping pong ball suits and all that stuff, or they didn't have to do that with this?
No, they didn't have to do it. Just
wow.
Regular clothes, and as long as you don't cross your body, you're good.
Yeah.
Interesting.
This pole is bothering me. It's like right in Cody's face.
Oh, man.
So.
Interesting.
I can move. And put my
No, you're fine.
I always loved watching people do the screen capture stuff. It amazes me when you watch like Andy Serkis. Cirques and the Gollum stuff for the Lord of the Rings and what he had to do, and it's phenomenal.
Yeah,
I want to see it in person one day. Let's get someone in here.
Yeah, yeah. If you do motion capture, let us know.
We'd love to
the
watch.
Show at thenerdiverse.com.
We want to watch,
and we'd love to come down and maybe do an interview. And
we won't say anything bad.
Yeah, we won't say anything bad,
especially with your junk showing in that leotard.
Oh, I don't. I'm not getting one of those leotards.
Just saying.
I'll be drinking vitamin water out in public. I will take my vitamin water anywhere I go.
Yes.
Yep.
XXX vitamin water.
Oh, what's XXX?
XXX flavor.
Yeah, you great, tried the
a great
XXX?
Movie. A great Vin Diesel movie.
It's some kind of pomegranate goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really good.
Pomegranate. All right.
All right. So how are we going to wrap this thing up?
Yeah, I don't know.
Let's wrap it up.
Basically, I was looking at the clock, and I don't know.
Have we hit an hour?
No, we're not quite at an hour because we started a little late, but I think
random.
I don't know. I should have hit the reset on the timer so I can
see.
It's okay. I've got the timer here.
Oh.
Oh, how?
45 minutes.
Oh, we're at 45 minutes.
Wow.
We thought we'd go like 15.
Endless rambling.
45 minutes.
Wow.
We apologize for the last 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, Chan, famous outro music.
Famous last words. Let's do it.
Famous last word.
Let's wrap it up in two sentences. Geek out with your C out. Keep it G.
Wow. We don't want the explicit rating, guys.
Yeah, we got
to
keep this G.
Wow.
You can bloop it in post-production.
Bleep, yeah. Post.
Are we post? Are we posting?
I'm going to post this and like, oh, rip the CD, done.
Yeah, I don't know if we're doing much post.
Yeah. I mean, I could give it to you. You are an audio engineer.
I'll post it. So, yeah. That's fine.
No, don't do it.
I'll post.
That's fine. It's more fun this way.
I'm going to change everything that you guys said.
Yeah.
Did you have outro music for us?
I could play what we played for the intro. I don't have anything for the outro. I was actually going to burn a CD, but you guys showed up.
Do we have the end of the ceremonial music in Star Wars?
First of all, I think LucasArts would sue us.
No.
Second of all, no, I don't have it.
Oh, they can't sue us. We're not making money off
this. Oh, man, LucasArts is, they don't like people playing their stuff. I mean, unless you're buying it and paying for it.
Well, if we bought the song.
But you can't do it because you're rebroadcasting at that point, and like because it's on a podcast.
We're promoting you, George.
We're not broadcasting.
George, we love you, George.
We love you, George.
That would be my echo. We love you, George.
Let's not prequel bash just yet. Let's save that.
I'm not.
I'm not ready for it. I'm not. I don't have my armor on to fight back.
I'm a huge fan of the prequels.
Cody likes the prequels.
I do.
Commander Kodo.
I think the prequels I like more.
What?
Yep.
Interesting.
So let's end on that. We'll bring that up next time.
He's an arm reach right now for saying something like that.
Jar Jar Binks is my favorite character on Star Wars.
Now I know you're just screwing with us.
Oh, no. This is going to get ugly.
Wow. Yeah, you're no longer a nerd.
Hey, I never claimed to be one.
We love you, George.
We do love George. All right. So
check us out.
Thanks a lot.
TheNerdiverse.com.
Yeah, check us out on TheNerdiverse.com and send us your emails to the show@TheNerdiverse.com. And we are...
Who's going
to
get the last word?
Out of here.
Until next time.
Penis.
Out. Seriously, this is really cool.